The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Tremendous Tuesday, little buckaroos. So turn that frown upside down. And here is a long, long thought. Let's make sure to grasp eternity in our thinking. And finally, there's one dwarf of seven that we can't afford to be. Can you guess which one?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show as we broadcast again from Spoon Studios. We're going to look at lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. You know I'm doing a PhD program, right? You want to talk about insane? It's just nutty. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can text us. That's right, you can't call us. You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can talk about anything. You can have a praise report, prayer request. You can answer trivia, which we're going to get into in a little bit. It's totally open for conversation because, as we have proven and as we're doing right now from the Spoon Bunker, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start off with. I just want to say, I want to kind of give a shout out to a couple of people. First of all, I got a reach out today from Stephanie, and I just want to say hi to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Hi. Talked to Johnny last night for about 30 minutes, Johnny Hill. We're working something out to bring Johnny on the show with me, so we'll both be on the show together. I had a chance to talk to a gentleman today named Ross Wright from Pilgrim Mortgage, who's looking at becoming a ministry partner. Can you believe somebody wants to become a ministry partner in the midst of all of our trials? How fantastic is that? So you want to keep it in prayer. That would be just a wonderful, wonderful thing if that happens. Before we get anywhere further, before I even do the history, let me remind you about the Christian DNA that we've been talking about. DNA is the strand of what you're supposed to be made up with, and here it is for the Christian. D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. That's D for draw closer to the Lord, N for never be ashamed, A, always be ready. That's the Christian DNA. Want to cover a couple of things in history? I know many of you are just sitting there saying, well, okay, I like your teaching, but give me history. That's a joke. Here we go. Today is Bunsen Burner Day. I have nothing to say. I just can't even respond. Today is National Clam on the Half Shell Day, which I have no idea what that is. It's also National Crayon Day. Now, see, that's something I can completely relate to because as opposed to writing and doing things with pencils and pens, I'm better off with crayons. But finally, it's National Tater Tot Day, and you just can't beat a National Tater Tot Day. If you haven't had any tater tots lately, just think about that, tater tots. There you go, tater tots. Isn't that great? On this day in 1889, the Eiffel Tower was inaugurated. So for those that have that kind of history and delight, no problem there. 1918 on this day, 102 years ago, daylight savings time went into effect in the United States for the first time. Wow. And then here's two things you may want to know or may not want to know. In 1943 on this day, Oklahoma, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical opened in New York. even though it was called Oklahoma. And then in 1984, on this day, for those of you that can remember, it's Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous debuted for the, from the host Robin Leach, 1984, on this day, March 31st, 1984. Remember that show, man? That was just Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, Caviar Dreams, and all that other stuff, weird stuff. Okay. We're going to get right into it. We've got a lot of stuff to cover. I do want to open this up with a text, and it's not going to necessarily be an easy text, but I want to give you a trivia text right off the bat so you can see what's going on and take place. As you can tell, we're broadcasting out of my home. We're broadcasting off a telephone landline. I did talk to, like I said, I talked to Ross Wright today. He said there's another system that we might be able to use, so I've already looked into it and already downloaded it on my phone and downloaded my computer, and I'm going to be playing with that over the next day or so. But in the meantime, we're going to give you the best we can with what we've got, as much as we can. For those of you that are feeling the pressure, for those of you that are feeling under the gun, you're feeling like you're stuck in the house and you can't do anything, let me say a few things to you that will be really earnestly helpful. One, you are permitted to stick your face outside and breathe in regular air. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine, as long as you're not within a certain amount of boundaries of people. Open the door, get some fresh air on your face, walk around where it's safe to walk around, do the things you need to do. For other people who are feeling a sense of discouragement or depression, let's just talk about that for a split second. The bottom line is the enemy will try and use any tool he can to bring you down and to keep you down. Remember, depression comes from the Latin word to put underneath the thumb. And if the enemy can use the circumstance, which many Christians are focusing on, and can use that to bring you down, he will. So here's the answer. You don't focus on what you can see, but by what you can believe. Is God bigger than this virus and this effect on the United States? Just answer. Answer that question for yourself. Is God bigger than the government? Is God bigger than the virus? Is God bigger than this country? Well, that's the God you serve, who loves you, who adores you, who stands by you, who will never forsake you. And so instead of getting all down and discouraged, you have a reason to rejoice. That reason to rejoice is the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. Isn't that fantastic? You should be excited. All right, here's our text first trivia question. Who was Bathsheba's husband? Who was Bathsheba's husband? Text to 214-210-8483 if you think you know the answer. 214-210-8483. Let me make sure my volume is down. That's probably a good idea. Who was Bathsheba's husband? And now we're going to go into the first kind of teach encouragement, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. And it says this, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So there's three or four things in this text that are really important. Fight the good fight of faith. For some reason, some people think that faith is like this marshmallow thing. I know that dummy guy, not that bright, that said, oh, yeah, you know, religion is the opiate of the masses. Try being a Christian in today's world, pal. I got a message for you. It's not the easiest thing. It's a fight. And you and I are called to fight and to stand firm in our faith. Not physical fight, spiritual fight. And you fight the good fight of faith, and you take what you need to do to stand firm in that faith, and you don't let the enemy pull you back. And listen to what Paul writes to Timothy. This is Timothy. This is a guy well-seasoned, well-educated, been in ministry a long time. And here Paul is saying to somebody who's been in the faith, who comes from a family of faith, and you would just think, oh, this guy probably knows it all. He's like, you know, he's placing pastors in places all over the area, and he's directing this, and he's a kind of a coordinator and almost like a grand-seeing, a regional bishop kind of guy. And Paul says to him, hey, Timothy, my young protege, take hold of eternal life. Now, I just find that to be amazing. Take hold of eternal life. Listen, take hold of eternal. You gotta grab it. You know that you're supposed to live forever because of Jesus Christ. And life and immortality was brought to light through the gospel. Jesus made it not a wish, not a theory, not a concept, but something to be seized. He made eternal life real. You're thinking, well, how did he do that? No bones in the grave, baby. No bones in the grave. It's an empty tomb. We're getting close to Easter. The best part about Easter is you point to it and you go, look where our prophet is. Look what our spokesman is. There's nobody there. There's no bones. He rose from the dead. Yahoo! That's eternity. And we are supposed to take hold of that eternity. We're supposed to seize it. And we're supposed to grab it. We're supposed to hang on to it. Eternal life is what we were called to, and we're supposed to be something you're supposed to grab and take hold of it. Do you ever play the game? Okay, I'll just ask you guys. Do you ever play the game Spoons, where the number comes up and then everybody's got to grab a spoon? It's like they got to grab it. You got to take hold of it. You got to seize it. And not only do you have eternal life, but listen to this. It is also, you were called to this. God called you. He called you. Did you hear me? He called you. He called you to eternity with him. You know, you think God, oh, he has to like me because he's God. No, he doesn't. I've talked to people endlessly. Oh, God, he has to like me because he's God. He doesn't have to like anybody. You don't tell God who he has to like and who's God chose you. He called you. He decided to spend eternity with you because he loves you. How cool is that? You should be like, all right. And it says, and you made this good confession in the presence of many witnesses. How many people have you told that you're a Christian? Okay, well, if you're a Christian and you've told people you're a Christian, that Christianity part of you ought to exude the joy of eternity, the blessedness of living foreverness when it's totally awesomeness. All right? Eternity that's bad is not where you want. It's eternity that's good. It's eternity with streets of gold. Get me? So we're called to the good fight of faith and to take hold of eternal life. And you need to absorb that. Just somebody texted me and said, people, get your face outside and absorb the sun. They're right. And you need to absorb that the Son of God has given eternity to you, and you have something to rejoice for. By the way, the answer, we got several people that texted, which is a blast. The answer, original Bathsheba's husband was Uriah the Hittite. So for those of you that got it right, you got it right. And for those of you that got it left, we have more trivia coming. We're going to take our break here. That's me telling Tierra we're going to take our break. We are listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. This is so much fun. I never know if I'm hitting the cue, and then I have to wait and let Tiara tell me through an IM. It's hilarious. Anyway, let's cover a couple things that we do need to cover. First and foremost, don't forget, okay, you can go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. So we've got, we've got videos up there, we've got audios up there, we've got different things, links to the podcast. So there's 2,400 hours of podcasts, so quite a bit. And we also encourage you to give. I'm not going to be shy about this. Our giving is going to be, of course, it's going to be down because everything that's going on. We understand that. We don't want to guilt anybody. I was talking to Ross Wright about growing up with my mom, and she was the best guilter. She was so good. My mom would say to me, I was telling Ross this. My mom would say to me, you know, she'd call up, I go, how are you, mom? She goes, she goes, it's just so tragic that you are not on top of it, talking to me on a regular basis, knowing, what if I died? She said, what if I died? My mom actually said that. What if I was dead? And you wouldn't even know. I said, all right, mom, what's going on? And she goes, don't ask. That was my mom. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you right now, look, I don't want you to guilt. If you can give, give. If you can't, pray. Pray for us to just have all the stuff that we need, get it taken care of. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting in Him not just to use you to also do miraculous things, to bring in things to help us all the way around. I'm praying for His miracle provision. Why wouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? It's the very thing that we should all be doing. So if you want to check out HeMustIncrease.org, fantastic. You can also send me an email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. David, that'd be me, @HeMustIncrease.org. Don't forget, and this is another setup for me telling Tiara, don't forget Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so here's the bottom line. Men of God Moving, I talked to Johnny yesterday, and you can't believe it. This guy is so busy, it's fantastic. So if you've got any moving situations, you might be thinking, well, that doesn't seem right. Listen, in the midst of all the stuff that's going on, people move. It's what happens. So I encourage you, if you want to use somebody who will give you the fairest price and take care of you, Men of God Moving, they're the people. Men of God Moving, you can go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That makes it pretty easy. And then also Facebook, if you type in Men of God Moving. But he's one of our ministry partners, plus, as you know, he's on the show with me quite a bit. And he's a great guy. And love him in the Lord. We had a great talk yesterday. We were lifting one another up, encouraging each other. And that's what we need to be doing, is encouraging each other. We don't know. I'm just telling you. We don't know everything that's going to happen. We don't know everything that's going to happen 5 minutes from now. But we know Him who does. And that becomes the key for everybody to understand. Okay? All right. Okay, here we go. Here's the second trivia question. Okay, second trivia question. All right? This one is a little harder. Okay, why? Because you have time, and if you're texting on your phone, you have to look it up. Perhaps you have to look it up. Okay? Which day did God create plants? That's right. Which day did God create plants? Okay? We've done this before. We're doing it again. Keeping everybody on top of it. I can guarantee you it's in the beginning of the book. How about that? That's a good way to say it. In the beginning of the book, that's where you want to find it. You got to tell you who you got to text it to. Text it to 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. What day did plants come about? And I did this just about 2 weeks ago. So if you were listening to the show, you should be able to type it in right away. If not, you're going to have to look in Genesis 1. That's where you're going to have to look. Okay, here we go. I want to talk about something that's really it's personalized. So this is not going to be as theological. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about the seven dwarfs and which one we don't want to be. This is not that. This is really what I call turning good into goo. Turning good into goo. Now, what does that mean? I'm going to read you this portion and show you how our attitudes, our self-centered attitudes, can create problems. Okay? 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 2 through 3. The victory that day was turned to mourning for all the people. For the people heard it said that day, the king is grieved for his son. So the people went by stealth into the city that day as people who are humiliated steal away when they flee in battle. Never have heard this teaching before. I don't know. But listen to this. This is King David when God is reasserting him to the throne. And they had a victory with King David's side had a victory. And Absalom, his son, lost his life. And instead of acknowledging what the victory was, David focused on his personal loss, not on the benefit of the people. Okay? I want you to catch this. First and foremost, in this victory, we know that God was in it on David's side because the scripture teaches that the Lord gave the people the victory. The trees killed more people than the people did. That's how you know God was in the victory part. Okay? Now, in this situation, because David suffered personal loss, but everybody else was benefited, he focused in on his personal loss. Now listen. Because he focused in on his personal loss, the people felt ashamed. And what that teaches you, what that shows you, I know this is a teaching from left field. Yeah, well, I live in left field, so you might as well enjoy it. What that shows you is a personal feeling response can deflate the common good for the people. And you think, well, that's no big deal. You can't tell me not to have my feelings. I'm not telling you not to have your feelings. But if you're so focused on your feelings, if you're so at the center of everything, if you're the center of the family and your entire family is doing good, but you're woe is me-ing it, then you're the one that's deflating it. And the reason that I say that is because when you operate in that, if I operate in that, and it's not that I haven't done it before, I have done it before, but it's very victimish-ish. It's very like, I'm the victim because I didn't get everything I wanted, even though the common good was served. That teaches us how to focus. That teaches us where our sight should be. I feel awful for my pastor, not because he's he's a brilliant guy, does a great job teaching, but he's not used to teaching where there's nobody in the audience, whereas I'm used to teaching that way. I've been doing it for years and years and years and years, so I sent him a text on Sunday, said, you're doing a fantastic job, da, 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 da. If anybody sent him a text and said, you know, it's great, but it's not the same, and I'm not getting what I need to get, that's not the attitude you want to have. You want to have it's awesome that you're taking the time, you're communicating. It's not your personal loss or your personal feelings that are at the center of this. It's the common good. And here's the thing that's important. God gives you gifts for the common good. God gives you abilities and graces, strength and wisdom, knowledge and insight for the common good. And we don't want to be people that turn good into goo. That's right. You heard that here. Radio and Christian Radio. You don't want to turn good into goo. You don't want your personal feelings to override the common good of the situation and deflate it for other people. It's not that you can't go in the corner and talk to the Lord by yourself. But it is that we should be more aware of how others are doing. And the reason that is, here it is, is because that's what God commands us to do. He commands us to be aware, to be in touch, to be connected to, and to be understanding of the body of Christ. So don't be that person that's, you know what I'm talking about, that you go into the room, and by the time that person is done talking, all the oxygen has been sucked out of the room, and you're like going, wow, that was a bummer. Don't be that person. Even King David did it, but it was the wrong thing. And in fact, his own men said, you better change this, and you better address the people and do this properly, or you're going to lose a lot more than you've lost, and it's going to be a lot worse than you think. And he did. He responded properly. My point in this is I don't want us turning the good into goo. You don't have to be the victim of all of the universe. We're in this together. We're brothers. We're sisters. We stand firm. And this is even in your personal life. Listen. Don't always be the person that's like, woe is me, woe is me. That's like Eeyore, okay? Eeyore, woe is me, it's my birthday. Okay, don't do that. This is irritating, okay? All right, a couple of people called in on the answer or texted in on the answer. The answer was the third day was the day that plants were created, just to let you know. I'm just making sure everybody understands that. We're going to take our break and come back. Don't go anywhere. We're having a great time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy. What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, he's crying. Now, I was still of the mindset that men don't cry. Okay? Just so you can know. And I'm getting mad because it's my story and he's crying. And I'm thinking, it's my story. Why are you crying? That's what I'm thinking in my mind. And he's crying. He's apparently a good crier. I don't know what a good crier is. I learned after my dad died, but I mean, somewhat. But this is real. You know, he's sobbing. And I'm like, and he looks up at me after he's cried for about a minute and a half. And his eyes are red. And he looks at me and he says, "This is how the Lord hurts for you." And that was it. Bam. It was like somebody just took a hammer and broke my hard heart and my, you know, my pride attitude and my over arrogance and my everything. Looking at that guy showing me crying and tears, and all I could think of was Jesus wept.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Live! Can you believe we're doing this live from my house? It's my study that I'm in here, where I have all my PhD books. I have my dog bouncing in and out trying to figure out why I'm talking so loud. It's such a bizarre experience, and yet somehow it's kind of cool. It's really difficult to explain, but maybe it's just because of the grace of God. All right, a couple things to let you know. I must have missed something. All right, we're going to encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Don't forget David at hemustincrease.org. And why I'm telling you that is it's really a blessing to get emails. It's a blessing to get some of the texts and stuff because it encourages us to keep going. And this is not, I will tell you, it's not the hardest thing, but it's not the easiest thing. And so we just want you to stand there with us and be a part of it all. And we love you guys and appreciate that you stand with us. And we really hope the show is an encouragement and a blessing for so many of you. HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org, Facebook. All right, Tira, that's the hint. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
All righty. So for those that are trying to figure out the real estate world, Kimberly Ellis. She is the gal. She is the gal with the plan. First-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosures, short sales. Doesn't matter, folks. If you get in touch with her, you're going to be so happy because she will walk you through it. She will answer your questions. She's not going to charge you anything to talk to her. She's not charging an arm and a leg, and she's not charging, you know, the hair on your head, and she doesn't require you to buy her, you know, a Big Mac sandwich. She will talk to you for no cost, just to encourage you, just to guide you to be as much of a blessing and a help as she can. Now, you can get in touch with Kimberly either by going to our site, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org, and looking under the best ministry partners ever, or you can call her directly at 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. Okay. All right. I'm only going to do one more trivia question. I cannot believe that we are doing trivia this way. It is such a great thing. I am just amazed by it. I'm going to ask you an impromptu trivia question. Okay, this is not on my little list. So sometimes I have like 20, 21 trivia questions. I don't like a lot of them that I'm looking at. So here's all I'm going to ask you. Let's see if you can remember. Remember, Jesus told his disciples that they needed to buy swords. And what they asked him, or what they said to him, is, "Hey, we have two swords. How did Jesus reply? What did he say to his disciples when they said two swords? Now, Jesus was talking in one way, and he was talking about sometimes you're going to have to be prepared for a defensive prepare, and then they're like, well, we got two swords. How did Jesus reply? 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. And then I just got something from an old friend, a good friend named Noah, just saying, just touching base. Love Noah. Great guy. He was my producer for years, the engineer, was actually the producer of the show back in San Diego. So, hey, Noah, God bless you. Love you, brother. Here's the bottom line. What did Jesus say to his disciples? What did Jesus say to his disciples when they said, we got two swords? We got two swords. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Okay. Taking a deep breath. Okay. All right. Everybody taking a deep breath. Everybody loving each other. Everybody taking care of it. I want to talk to you about something we haven't talked about yet. I want to talk to you about the seven dwarfs. No, I'm not going to go over the story. No, we're not going to cover all that stuff. There's just one of the seven dwarfs that you can't be like. There's just one. You can't be like this one dwarf. And you're thinking, well, which one is that? Ready? You can't be like Dopey, okay? Dopey is the one you don't want to be like. Job chapter 1, verse 21. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job chapter 2, verse 10. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he had said. Next, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19 through 21. People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes, you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So here's what I want to point out. So if you remember, one of our long-term callers, Samson, has called in, and he's a good friend of the show. And he has had a pastor tell him before, well, the Lord, he doesn't allow anything bad. That's just what Job said. And that pastor was incorrect. You don't have to insult him to say that was basically it's incorrect. The Lord allows up and down, left and right, north and south. And if your theology is 1,000% tied to everything good is God, everything bad is Satan, you have got to learn to get out of that into a little bit of a more mature mindset, because the crucifixion was bad, but it was good and ordered from the Lord. So you have to kind of get away from that kind of thinking and get more into this. The Lord allows different seasons at different times for different reasons. Here's what he doesn't do. He doesn't review that with humanity and say, well, what do you guys think? Do you guys like it? Do you like what I'm doing? Do you like this trial? Here's the truth of the matter. Scripture is filled with admonitions that teach us to carry on no matter what trial we're going through. It's filled with encouragements to move forward, to keep believing, to push past it. It's filled, like James chapter 1 and 1 Peter chapter 1, with elements that teach us that the fiery trials that we encounter have a greater purpose, which is the purging and the testing and the strengthening of our faith, which is more important than gold or silver or anything else that takes place. So when we go through things, what we don't want to do is have this attitude of, you know, well, the Lord doesn't do it, or the Lord's being stymied by Satan. Oh, if only God could take control of the situation. That kind of thinking is just shy of super dopey. Okay? I didn't say blasphemy. I said super dopey. Here's why. The Lord allows different things in our lives that we don't understand because he's accomplishing his purposes for his reasons, for things that he teaches other people through, other beings through. It's way beyond our scope. And in fact, with Job's story, Job didn't even know that God was, quote-unquote, bragging about him to an enemy. Job didn't know. And you know what? Job wasn't entitled to know. He was entitled to trust God, to believe God for what the Lord was doing and that God had a purpose. Why I'm saying all that is it's important for us to walk in maturing without reverting to being mad at God because we're disappointed with how he set it up. If you will read, I encourage you to do this, read the book of Job in chapter 1 and 2, he is stellar. In chapters 3 through 31, he is a whiny baby. And you're thinking, well, that's not what the scripture says. Read chapters 3 through 31 or 32, and you'll find out. In fact, it goes through 31, and in Job 32, 1 through 2, it says this. So the three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. But Elihu, son of Barak, the Buzite, the family of Ram, became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. For justifying himself rather than God. That is when we're being dopey. There it is, right there. Don't be one of the seven dwarfs. Don't be the dopey dwarf. Here's the bottom line. It's when we go through something. Remember, Job went through all that, and he was like, I didn't do anything. I'm fine. Everything's fine. I give everybody. I help everybody. I shouldn't have to go through this. But he didn't realize that God was bragging about him. And so that's when God comes in and goes, well, where exactly were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? And remember Job's response? Whoops! I put my hand over my mouth. I will stop now complaining because that's not a good thing to do. Here's the key. We can't spend our time justifying ourselves and getting mad at God for what he allows. I am the worst at this. I complain 10 times more than ye all. But the truth doesn't change just because I do it poorly. I need to be acknowledging, praising, and justifying God and not myself. I'm just a Swiss cheese Christian full of holes. Only the Lord can save me. Got that? All right. Good job on Jesus' response to, we have two swords. The answer is, that is enough. That is the correct answer. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait. There's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
A couple things I think we'll open up with. I've decided to open up with a story that I wasn't going to open up with because it's such an outrageous story, but it's not an outrageously super bad story. It's an outrageously super dumb story. There's a big difference. Bad is when I tell you, which I'll be telling you probably in the next segment, how the federal government is creating a database to track down hate speech as they define it.
That's bad.
We'll talk about that a little bit. This is dumb, but it's funny dumb. Dumb, ha-ha, funny, but not entirely. Get this. Now, I'm holding a picture in my hands. You can't see it. But there are four monkeys in this picture that I'm holding. And the headline reads this. Millions in taxpayer money used to study drunken monkeys. No, really. Drunken monkeys. And you're thinking, no, you're making that up. Nope. Federal government reportedly has spent $3.2 million so far in order to get monkeys drunk in order to study the effect of alcohol on the monkeys. I don't know. See, I don't know where you're even going to go. Where are you going to go with this?
I'm going nowhere, Dave.
I got nothing to say.
There's
no comment that anybody can make.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, as we broadcast from Spoon Studios in the bunker of... Okay, it's not a bunker. It's my study, but it's kind of weird in its own way. Hey, I do want to let you guys know if you have any comments, anything you want to share, you are more than welcome to do that with us. You can text us as of right now until we open up different kind of lines. You can text us at 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. I just want to thank everybody for responding to the trivia questions. You guys did a great job. It makes it fun. It's really kind of a cool way to go about it. Don't forget the website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org. Intent Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And then YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, wind, flower, and smoke. I think the word is flood. I think Clint would want to know, are we cleaning up flour? I'm sorry. Wind, flood, and smoke damage cleanup. Doesn't matter. Free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. It's Mr. Restore, and Mr. Restore is with the BBB A-plus rated with thousands of happy customers. So we just want to say thank you to them. For being a ministry partner, it's been a great blessing for us. We also encourage you to keep in prayer and keep in support the Adaptive Training Foundation, who's helping guys and gals that have one, two, three, or four severed limbs. It's just so deep, so hard to imagine how hard that would be to have hope after you've had your limbs severed. Well, that's exactly what the Adaptive Training Foundation does. You can go right to the website, adaptivetrainingfoundation.org. You can also get information from our website, hemustincrease.org. And why we think that's cool is Mr. Restore, big supporter and contributor and strengthener of that very ministry. So if you've got any damage, apartment, church, house, whatever you've got going on, and you need some help in getting it cleaned up and getting it straightened out, get in touch with Mr. Restore, MrRestore.com. You can reach him at 877-631-7576. It's 877-631-7576. Or again, like I said before, MrRestore.com. Just thank everybody for being so patient with us and such a blessing for you guys putting up with all the stuff we got to put up with. I hope you like this teaching. It's a little tough. I try to teach with a decent variety. It's just how I am. And tomorrow's teaching, by the way, I think is going to be really cool. It's kind of like a sermon-y teach. It's really kind of a cool thing. But this one, this has to do with the fear of the Lord. And I just find this stuff fascinating. Here is the last words of King David in 2 Samuel 23:3. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, he who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God. We find out in 2 Samuel 23, verse 1, that these are the last words of David. So to me, I would think a lot of people would agree with this, you can't put too much emphasis on where things are placed, but it's just as important as anything else David would have said, and these words turn out to be more than just interesting. He says something that's fascinating. He says, he who rules over men righteously, and people think, well, you must be talking about politicians. And if I was talking about politicians, it would be a politician has to do with politics, poly being many, ticks being blood-sucking insects. We're not talking about that. We're talking about anybody, listen to this, anybody that's a leader, anybody, not just in government, but in the private sector, in churches, in family, anybody who's a leader. There is a righteous way to guide and direct over people and not a righteous way. And so the scripture says, he who rules over men righteously. So there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. All right? There's a right way for a leader to lead and a wrong way for a leader to lead. When leaders manipulate, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, when leaders manipulate, it's wrong. Okay? My family was great at manipulation. I grew up being a manipulator and manipulating. All that sounds fantastic, except all of it is sin, and it's wrong. The key to operating the right way, listen to this, the key to operating the right way is operating in the fear of the Lord. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and if you're going to do something, you're going to be in charge of something, one thing you really want more than anything else is wisdom, whether it's at your job, at your church, whether it's in a social group you're in, doesn't matter. And so the way to operate in wisdom is to operate in the fear of the Lord. And I'm going to give you the four biblical definitions. One of them you will not like, but it is nonetheless one of the definitions. So I'm going to give you all four. These are the fear of the Lord attitudes, dispositions, or mindsets we should have. The first and foremost understanding of the word fear in the Old and the New Testament is to be in awe. Just to be in awe. If you are in awe of God, it will trigger better behavior. It will trigger a more servant-like attitude. My wife and I, when we lived in California, we had an apartment. But as dopey as this is, it had a multi-million-dollar view. It was funny because we moved in and they cut down a tree, and then all of a sudden you could see a mile and a half, if not a mile and three quarters, in the Carlsbad area of the ocean. And it was just like, wow, right? It was awe-inspiring. Sometimes the sunset would come. Sometimes the moon would drop down, and it would reflect off the water, and you were just like, whoa. That's awe. Okay? That's one of the ways we're supposed to operate in the Lord. Another way is to honor. So you, when you fear the Lord, you honor the Lord. You have respect, and you have a yieldedness that says, no matter what position I'm in, I'm surrendered. Because I'm not in charge. That's the secondary system in operating in the fear of the Lord. The first one is awe, and it's mostly awe. The second one is honor. The third one is trembling. And people are like, no, Dave, no, there's no trembling. And it's like in Matthew 10:28, it says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. I have a bad message for those that just don't understand how it works together. There's a little bit of trembling, and there's times where you ought to come before the Lord, and you should just be an honor. There's other times you should come before the Lord, you should just be in absolute awe of His majesty, and there's other times you ought to come before the Lord and not say a word and be trembling at the great majesty and power and awesomeness of God. Nothing disrespectful about that. That's exactly right. That's not terror. That's honor in a fearful context of righteous fear, a fear that says, I fully acknowledge you. And with that trembling comes a reverence, a respect. Now, I'm the kind of guy that prays, and when I pray, I talk to the Lord like I'm talking to you, mostly. And then there's times where I can sense that the Lord is like wanting that maybe higher, and I don't always get this right, but wanting maybe a little bit more, and I'm in reverence, and I'll stop talking. Believe it or not, I could actually do that. And I say to the Lord, I'm just glad to be one of your kids, just glad to be in the kingdom, just glad to be a part. So this awe and this honor and this trembling with reverence that the Lord calls us to, this is how you and I are supposed to be good leaders of others, to fall under His command and then let Him flow through you. I'm not trying to tell you to, you know, wake up and run and hide in the closet from the Lord. But when the Lord shows up, you just get this impression that some people will do a little better job in dancing, and some of us will just do a lot of bowing and saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Right? I think that's okay. All right. Thanks for putting up with me. I know you guys got to put up with a lot, but you're loving me, and I appreciate that, and I bless you all for it. And we're going to have an awesome show tomorrow, so you better get ready. Just get ready to buckle in. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.